Well, Seattle's the boogeyman in one state Senate race on the other side of Lake Washington. Millions of dollars are pouring in from around the country to pay for attack ads. David Hyde with KUW's politics team explains why.
The attack ad starts with the image of a dirty heroin needle, then moves quickly to grainy black and white photos of former Seattle Mayor Ed Murray and Socialist City Council member Kashama Sawant.
Heroin destroys lives and threatens our community. Now Seattle politicians want drug injection sites around King County. Who agrees with them? Monka Dhingra.
This attack ad is talking about a pilot program to open two sites in King County where users can take drugs legally, partly to limit overdoses and contain used needles. Dhingra, who is the target of this ad, is a Democrat, a King County prosecutor, and a candidate on the east side of Lake Washington for the 45th district in the state Senate. So what does Dhingra herself actually say about these sites?
I know Seattle's interested in getting a safe consumption site, and more power to them if that's what they want. But that is not something that is coming to the east side. It really is not an issue in this race. The only time I hear about it is from my Republican opponent.
So I tag along with Dhingra, going door to door in Redmond. She doesn't bring up the drug site idea, so I had to ask. Here's Redmond resident Joseph McDonald.
Oh yes, that would be a great thing for our county, or just, you know, our city, you know, the east side in general. You know, I feel like that's been a big problem recently. You know, you see, you know, paraphernalia on the ground in places, and, you know, it's a real, you know, that's a problem, as well as just, you know, people need a place to do that, you know.
Dhingra's opponent in the race is Republican Jingyoung England, who's also going door to door to get votes in Redmond.
Yeah, well, nice to meet you.
Again, nobody brings this up at the doors, so I ask. Here's Redmond resident Josh Decker.
It's a Band-Aid fix for a longer-term problem. If you make it easier for them to use drugs and more acceptable by society for them to use drugs, you're going to keep people from maybe finding an exit strategy, because now you're making it easier and more acceptable for them to go down this road.
Legal drug injection sites. Clearly, it's going to be a hot button issue for some voters, and that's why a group called the Leadership Council is running the attack ads. The council is an arm of the state Senate Republican caucus, but the money is pouring in from all over the country. And it's also going to the other side for attack ads against the Republican candidate, Jingyoung England. Only these ads point to a different kind of boogeyman.
England says she really respects Donald Trump. That is just so sad to hear.
Frankly, I don't know what she's thinking.
The last thing we need right now is another Republican that doesn't share our values.
But England says she didn't vote for Trump. So if the race isn't really about Donald Trump and it's not really about drug injection sites, is there a substantive issue in the race? Yes, taxes. Dhingra says the state needs more money for education, and she supports a capital gains tax to help fund that. England's opposed. She calls it a capital gains income tax. But for the big out-of-state donors, this race is about more than who controls the Washington State Senate. This is a national battle. Republicans currently have total control of the government in more than half the states. If the Democrats win this race and flip the Senate, they'd have total control in seven. So beyond what the candidates themselves are saying, each side is going to do what they think it takes to win. In Redmond, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.